Barb Drummond, local entrepreneur, local author. It joins us on the line today. Barb, thank you very much for joining us today. You've got a book that is now out just in time for Christmas, I'm thinking. First of all, I ask as an icebreaker, what brought the book on?
Yeah, good question. Thanks. It was actually, I'll take you back to 2019, when I wrote Mom's Obituary in first person. Mom had lost her voice to Alzheimer's for many years, and I wanted to give her voice back one final time to say goodbye. Well, we didn't realize just how funny it was or how people would take that, and it went viral, and hundreds of thousands of people wanted to know more about Mom. So after I wrote her obituary, lots of people were saying, we need more Sybil stories, we need more Sybil stories. And so with her eulogy as well, I just included lots of antics and whatnot growing up and shared a lot of her stories through that, and it was more of a stand-up comedy routine than a funeral, and so many people wanted to know more. So with the help of an incredible editor and support from Gord, the book started to get written.
And I think part of that stand-up comedy routine, as you call it, is basically found in the title, is it not?
Precisely. The title is, I Finally Have the Smoking Hot Body I've Always Wanted, Having Been Cremated. And lots of social media news outlets around the world picked up on that, and that's how it ended up going viral.
Yeah, it has become a viral sensation, the fact that a lot of people are looking at this and all of a sudden become interested. How does that sort of boost the confidence and boost the morale, I guess, that so many people have become interested in this book?
Well, I think the fact that it resonates with so many people, right? Alzheimer's is a horrific disease, and I think I approached it in a little bit of a different manner in the fact that, you know, it's okay to laugh in situations, it's okay to cry, it's okay to get angry. So the book became, even though it was hilarious, the title was incredible, it does talk about the woman, Alzheimer's, and then the hilarious obituary that turned, you know, my dead mother into a worldwide celebrity. But it's about her memoir, a labor of love for her, and the story takes place over about 9 days when I go back to help prepare for her funeral, and then throughout the silly stories and the antics that happened while growing up, and certainly my relationship with Mom. She wrote me letters wherever I ventured. You know, I went to University of Japan, Holland, and wherever I was, her letters followed. So I included her letters in the story to share the events and help move the story forward. But with the letters, the reader witnesses her decline. And so I wrote it with the intent that people would fall in love with Mom and realize just what a gem of a person Alzheimer's has taken from us and from the world. She always had this massive presence and kind of energy, and it was horrific to see Mom reduced to a bed with a few personal pictures or items around her, which meant absolutely nothing to her since she couldn't remember the faces in the frames. And I think that whole idea resonates with people, that it's a gut-wrenching, heart, you know, heartfelt situation, that how do we get past that? And so my book, I hope, takes people on a bit of a funny, hilarious journey, but also recognizing that they're not alone.
Yeah, the reality that is set in from this book, how much does it come to the forefront for both reader and author?
I think significantly it hits home for a lot of people, because so many people, whether you're a caregiver or have been diagnosed with it, how do you move forward? It's not necessarily a how-to book or how to cope. I do have, Mom was always giving us soapbox lectures, you know, she'd get on her soapbox and tell us something. And so throughout the book, I have footnotes or her soapbox stories at the bottom where you learn about Alzheimer's and how to deal with it or how it affects the person that you love. And it's such a scary diagnosis that hopefully it gives the reader some sense of hope moving forward.
Having said that, Barb, and I'm knowing, or at least I'm assuming, this would be a very good read on and be definitely on somebody's Christmas wish list for 2024, but I have to ask you, I guess it's a little bit of a personal question here, Barb. With the reality and with the success that this book has brought forward, do you think Mom is smiling right now on this?
Oh, I'm sure she's had her hand in a few of the things that have happened along the way, for sure. I think if you've read any of my Facebook posts, there's been some glitches that have happened, and I'm pretty sure it's Mom, you know, saying, hey, you know, you put my me in a bathing suit on the front of a cover, and it's gone. It's witness to hundreds of people looking at it, and perhaps in the future a whole lot more. So she's probably just saying, hey, I got to get you back. But I think she'd also be proud that a percentage of the book sales are going to the Alzheimer's Society, because they played such an important role in our family's life and how to deal with certain things with Mom. So I think she's smiling down, but I'm hoping she'll be pretty proud at the same time.
And of course, the inspiration and the dedication and the love that is brought forward, I'm sure, by your mom, and I'm sure by Gord as well. This is like the best that you could possibly imagine, saying, hey, Mom, I'm hoping I did you proud. I know you certainly did me proud. Thank you very much.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah, that's precisely what it is, right? So, you know, Alzheimer's is known as the long goodbye, and, you know, do we truly say goodbye within that time period that we want to? And I know I didn't necessarily have that time with Mom to say things that I wanted, so, you know, I live with the guilt for that, for sure, but perhaps in many ways it's my way of saying how much I loved her and absolutely adored her and just wanted to be like her. So I think, you know, this is my way of telling her and sharing her with the world. It was it's a difficult thing to write about, and especially, you know, I think it was some sort of a grieving process as well. Growing up with our family, many situations were dealt with dark humor as our coping mechanism. And each day, you know, Mom forgot we'd experienced losing her again and again. So, you know, I think that, yeah, she is proud, and I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to create this book and get it out there for other people, for sure. And readers have been wonderful. Reviews have been fantastic. And again, I'm looking forward to giving a portion to the Alzheimer's Society as my thank you for them.
Fingers crossed that success continues for this book, especially heading into the Christmas season and beyond. I appreciate this. Barb Drummond, local entrepreneur, local author from Peace River. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith, for reaching out and speaking with me about this today. I really appreciate it.